poor, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Now, Jesus in Matthew and Luke and James here are expecting a response from the person who is listening. They hear, let the brother or sister of humble means or who is poor boast in having a high position. They hear, blessed is the poor in spirit, blessed are the poor. And the immediate response should be, no, they're not. They're not blessed. They are oppressed. They are pushed down. They are weighed down by society. They're not even able to meet their own needs. Jesus and James are speaking ironically, and they're also speaking metaphorically, and they're also speaking spiritually. Blessed are the poor. No, they're not. But wait, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. How does this work? What does this mean? What does the Bible say about poor people? Well, Proverbs 14:31 says, those who oppress the poor insult their maker, but those who are kind to the needy honor him. Psalm 12:5 says, because the poor are despoiled, because the needy groan, I will now rise up, says the Lord, I will place them in the safety for which they long. The Bible says that the poor, the oppressed, the held down are close to God's heart. God shows favor to those who are in need. Now, does that describe you? It probably describes the way you have been at some point in your life. Maybe not now. Maybe you're comfortable now. But it does describe the way most of us have felt at some point in time or another. Being unable to make ends meet, getting behind on payments, having to use credit cards to pay bills. Does that sound familiar? That's the way it is for a lot of people in the world. A lot of people in the world don't have their needs met. They live on less than a dollar a day. In the U.S., we are a fairly wealthy country, but we still have very poor people. We have people who are homeless not out of choice. We have people who are homeless out of choice, and we talk to them and meet their needs in a different way than we meet those needs of people who are homeless out of desperation. People who are poor because they work a full-time job that doesn't pay enough. We're in a society right now where beef costs $8.50 a pound on average throughout the U.S. That's insane. It's hard for people in this society to eat healthy because healthy food is more expensive than junk food, which perpetuates health problems, which poor people can't afford to go to the doctor to have their health problems addressed, and they continue to have health problems because they eat poorly because the cheap food is the unhealthy food. We live in a society, and the world at large exists to keep poor people poor and make rich people richer. Which leads me to the question, what does the Bible say about rich people? Not very good things. Luke 6:24, which is right after his blessed are the poor, says, but woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are well fed now, for you will go hungry. Later in Luke, Jesus is talking to the rich young ruler who has come to him and said, I've kept all of the commandments. What do I need to do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus says to him, give everything away. Give everything you possess away. Give it to the poor and come follow me. The rich young ruler turns around and walks away sadly. And Jesus looks at him and says, how hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God. Indeed, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. Matthew 6:24 says this, no one can serve two masters, for a slave will either hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. Which leads me to the question, who is a rich person? Because sometimes when we read this, we look at it and we see ourselves in one of two categories. We see ourselves as either the poor and destitute and oppressed, or the rich. And to be honest, the Bible doesn't make space for what we call a middle class. The Bible doesn't say anything about people who are in the middle, who kind of have their needs met, but aren't extravagantly wealthy. In the Old Testament and the New Testament, you basically had the haves and the have-nots. And there were very few people who were just kind of in the middle. Which is why it's important to understand that when Jesus and the Bible talks about rich people, it's talking about people who control the lives of others. A rich person is not an average middle class American, although compared to a poor person, you are wealthy. A rich person is someone who has so much wealth that they control the lives of others. Whether they own a franchise and pay their employees minimum wage, or whether they own a franchise and pay their employees well. This is not an advertisement, but Costco is one of the best employers in the U.S. in that they pay their employees a living wage. It's incredible what they've done and that they're still fruitful and still profitable. You take that and you juxtapose a different organization where they see the most important thing as making the best profit as possible, and they pay their employees minimum wage. And now you have people who can't afford to live without subsidized income through the state. You see, the American dream is this idea that if I work hard enough, if I pull myself up by my own bootstraps and do enough, I too can become a billionaire or a trillionaire like Elon Musk. And the truth of the matter is, people with that much wealth have oppressed and suppressed and harmed other people to get there. They've taken ideas that weren't theirs and capitalized on them. Now, I'm not preaching against Elon Musk. That's not my my goal. My goal is to say vastly and extravagantly wealthy people are people that the Bible talks poorly about, precisely because they control the lives of others and they do so at the expense of the poor. So when the Bible says it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven, it's not talking about most of us. I don't know your income status. You may be extravagantly wealthy. The Bible has something to say to you about what to do with that wealth. You may be egregiously poor. The Bible says something about how God is with you and how God loves you and how God wants to provide for you. Most of us find ourselves somewhere in the middle. So what does the Bible say to us? Well, we're going to get into this when we get to James 2. But I want to read it to you in advance, because this is something that is happening in churches around the U.S. And it's happening because pastors and preachers and church leaders are using the church to make themselves wealthy. And so they are looking to their congregation to make them wealthy. They have the wrong perspective on being a pastor. Being a pastor is about serving and leading by example, not making yourself a multimillionaire and living in extravagant houses and having helicopters and airplanes. But to get there, they show favoritism to the rich, which James 2, 1 through 6 says this: "My brothers and sisters, do not claim the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ of glory while showing partiality. For if a person with gold rings and fine clothes comes into your assembly, and if a poor person in dirty clothes also comes in, and if you take notice of the one wearing the fine clothes and say, 'Here, have a seat here in a good place, please,' while to the poor one you say, 'Stand there,' or 'Sit by my footstool,' have you not made distinctions among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Listen, my beloved brothers and sisters, has not God chosen the poor in the world to be rich in faith and to be heirs of the kingdom that he has promised to those who love him? But you had dishonored the poor person." And what did we read about that in Proverbs? Those who oppress the poor insult their maker, but those who are kind to them honor him. Is it not the rich who oppress you? So what do we do? Well, despite the rallying cries of certain groups, we don't eat the rich. Okay? That's not what we do. We teach and we encourage. The Bible says to wealthy people, give away your wealth. Help those who are in need. The Bible gives examples of this in Acts 2, verses 42 through 46, when all kinds of people were coming to the church and they decided to have everything in common. The wealthy gave away their land, sold their land so that they could meet the needs of the poor. What does the Bible say to poor people? Have faith. God has a special place for you. God loves you. God's love is not dependent upon your income. And there is a group of people in the church who are teaching today that if you are faithful, God will give you an abundance of wealth. That's just not biblical. It's not scriptural. God loves you and takes care of us, but he does so through other people, through the church. And that's what we're here for. We're here to love each other and be God and be God's love to each other. So if you're extravagantly wealthy, give it away. Give it away. It's not going to hurt you. And you will bless others. If you're extremely poor, know that you are loved. And if you're in the middle, like most of us, when you have, give it away. When you need, have faith that God will provide. What does this mean? Well, God loves everyone. But God does not hold space for people who oppress others. For people who use their wealth to push others down, to walk on others, and use their wealth to control others so that they get more wealth. God doesn't have space or time for them until they learn what Matthew says. You cannot serve both God and wealth. You'll serve one or the other. What does this mean for us as a church? Well, it means remember to not show favoritism. Remember to treat the poor with honor and dignity. Give them space. Give them grace. Love them. And do not over-honor those who are wealthy. Recognize the image of God in them just like you do in everyone, but hold them accountable just like you do everyone else. This is what the Word of God says. Amen.